Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello, welcome to The Chaser Report. I'm Dom Knight, and in an upgrade from Charles Firth, we have Sammy Shah back on the podcast. Hello, Sammy, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing? What did you guys do with Charles this time?
Look, someone had to be sacrificed to the Qatari authorities for another stadium. They'd had a last-minute problem with the stadium. They needed a blood sacrifice. Charles was the clearest choice.
Fair enough. I mean,
for the good of Qatar.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think by now, with all the blood sacrifices they've done of South Asian migrant workers, they would have had enough. But clearly, they needed one white guy. I think that was what it came down to. They had like 5,000 brown guys, but the one white guy's blood, that really takes it over the top.
I mean, did they need it or did they just want it? It's so hard to tell with the way Qatar runs their country. I mean, did they need the World Cup? No. Did they need to build 6 air-conditioned stadia or whatever it is in a country that you probably only would need at most one, if not half a stadium for them?
You know how always... they wanted it. You know, when you think of football, you always think of the petrol-rich nation of Qatar. Like, that is exactly who first comes to mind always when you think of the great footballing nations of the world. But also, I do wonder, when it comes to blood sacrifices, does the race and ethnicity of the person matter? Like, think about it. If you're making a blood sacrifice to, like, an elder god, like Cthulhu, for example, a Lovecraftian demon.
Yeah.
Will it matter? Is my blood or Charles's,
Well, that's such a good question because, I mean, in the propaganda that my daughter is given by preschool, by some of the picture books she has, we're all the same on the inside, right? What's that on the outside? But we're all the same on the inside. Clearly, that's not true because our insides, if we're a migrant worker in Qatar, are worth objectively less than anyone else's. And the fact that we may have been killed and our insides, buried, does not stop anyone else from going and enjoying a tournament of football. So I think Charles is probably worth very little on the open market, but I think that's been proven by a range of Chaser merchandise. But yes, I mean, it is a problem. This is something we knew about for many years. It's been discussed since the start of this thing, that the way that they make people work in the sweltering heat, they get head exhaustion and they die. They keep their passports so that they can't escape from this absolute literal hell. But on the other side, there's a World Cup. And people play soccer. And I just think, you know what? It's so hard to morally weigh up those two objectives, Sammy. I mean, which side would you come down on?
Right,
I just don't know.
So, okay, here's the question. Are you a football / soccer fan? Do you watch it at all? Because I ask this because I'm boycotting it, but also it's easy for me to boycott something I wouldn't watch anyway.
I am a fan, and the thing I'm boycotting is going there. I really wanted to go to this one, and I had a moment where I was just like, part of the reason I'm boycotting it is because I can't afford it. Let's be clear.
Right.
It's not this noble thing. But it also, there was a moment there where I was just like, oh, I looked at the Qatar Airways packages. It wasn't that expensive. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, a couple of grand. I get to see lots of games. What is there to do in Qatar when you're not watching football? Turns out very little.
Yeah. Largely getting arrested and for wearing t-shirts is the other pastime.
Yes, that's certainly the national sport. Yeah, getting arrested for wearing T-shirts and drinking zero alcohol beer is the other national sport. But no, so I do care. I do care a lot. I went to the World Cup in Germany, which was a little bit the opposite. There was, you had to drink beer at that one.
It was, you're mandatory.
Got out of the airport and a giant beer stein got pressed into your hands. Very awkward for Muslim visitors. Yeah, so I do care. I love the World Cup. It's one of my favorite things, which is why I'm so fucked off with FIFA for ruining it so comprehensively. I mean, we know that they're an evil, scum-sucking organization. We know that they're basically like a sporting version of a terror cell or something. But how could they have fucked it up this monumentally to the point where You know, the Qataris, even the Qataris aren't even enjoying the World Cup that they bought because everybody keeps criticizing them. People keep mentioning their human rights record. And the fact that they keep getting up and going, but it's fine, everyone's welcome. No one believes them, Sammy. Can you imagine how sad it would be if you spent $150 billion or whatever it was on sports washing and it didn't even wash you clean?
Well, that's just it, right? So I've completely boycotted it, like completely and utterly. It is admittedly easy for me to boycott it. Like I said, I don't give a shit about sports. I definitely don't give a shit about football. If, for example, it turns out that the Marvel Cinematic Universe was built on the backs of 5,000 South Asian workers who all died, making the next Thor movie, I might have different conflicted feelings and I might be more traumatized by my decision to boycott. I'm not right now. But at the same time, and I have in the past very blatantly and obviously said many times, you choose the boycotts that you can subscribe to. I mean,
yes,
I remember when the whole Sydney festival debate happened, a lot of artists were criticized for not boycotting it. I at the time had said very vocally, I think you can't judge people for what they do and don't boycott. But here I am personally now judging people for not boycotting the Qatar thing. And I think for me, it's basically a couple of things. One is, these are my people who die, right? It's South Asians. We are Indians, Pakistanis, Bangladeshis. We are the labor class of the world right now. Most of the Middle East, large chunks of Europe, you know, we're here in Australia as well, we're the unseen labor class. Your Uber drivers, your healthcare workers, your construction workers everywhere tend to be people from my background. And no one really cares about our living conditions, our working conditions, things like that, particularly in the Middle East. So that's part of it.
Yes.
The other part for me is I think Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates are fucking shitholes and everyone who lives there is absolutely worthless. I do think I think I can quite categorically say I'm vehemently racist against everyone of a Qatari background because of nil contributions.
How do you compare it with Queensland? Do you hate them more or less than Queensland, Sammy?
Here's what I'll say. I will say that in the time that I have, been ranting about Queensland, many Queenslanders have approached me and said they agree. And I find that level of self-reflection in the Queenslanders, something I didn't know they were capable of. I thought Queenslanders were not like, for example, dogs. If you put a mirror in front of a dog, the dog thinks that that's another dog. I thought Queenslanders were similar.
Right.
If you put a mirror in front of a Queenslander, they think that's another Queenslander. That kind of object permanence was beyond them. I have been wrong about that. It turns out some of them are actually human beings, and I'm willing to, I accept that I was wrong on that. However, I refuse to accept that I'm wrong about Qataris. Fuck those guys is what I will say now. I think that's where my hatred is now.
What happens
directed.
If you put a mirror in front of a Qatari?
The mirror will have to be put there by 5,000 laborers because the Qatari ain't fucking lifting anything. At least 3,000 laborers will die because the Qatari will insist the mirror being put outside in like 45-degree heat at like the middle of the afternoon. And then the Qatari will come look at the mirror, say reflections are against their cultural values and have the reflection arrested. So that's largely how that would go, I think, is the answer to your rhetorical question.
I imagine.
Question.
Also, strangely, the mirror would be air conditioned in a completely unnecessary move, in a fuck you to the climate, which is quite a strange business. I mean, Qatar has done. I have.
You've been to
Doha,
really?
Airport.
Okay.
I've
okay.
Been
yeah,
to
Doha
Airport.
Doha yes.
Airport. Look, we went, my wife and I, we got married. We looked for the cheapest way to get a kind of weird fare that went to a whole bunch of places at once. And we went through Doha Airport, which is absolutely massive to a completely pointless degree, about 3 or 4 times. And at no time did it occur to us that it would be a good idea to leave the airport. And I really admire what we did with that. We didn't really know the stance we were taking, that we were joining your boycott against Qatar.
Inadvertent boycotts are the best kind.
You know how Dubai is an absolute like fantasyland playground of ridiculous ideas. Like there's a reclaimed series of islands off the coast in the shape of the world because fuck knows why.
Right. There's Dubai is what happens when you let architects have too much cocaine and no restraints on their imagination, or their ability to convince stupid Arabs into building shit. Yes.
It is honestly, Dubai is like what would happen if Donald Trump actually was a billionaire and had unlimited money.
Yeah.
I mean, the stupidity exactly. that they have there is quite extraordinary. But you know what? I've always thought Dubai a little bit ridiculous, but it's a fuckload better than going to Qatar. Apparently, there's just nothing to do there whatsoever. One of the things they put the World Cup on, but neglected to actually ponder the notion of having anything for tourists to do. So, yeah, they've got a few concerts and stuff like that. But actually going, from what I hear, and exploring Doha and just trying to figure out, you know, a great way to embrace the culture, people are like, yeah, no.
What is the culture?
I'm just going back to the hotel to read till the
next game. Everyone keeps saying that. Even the Qataris are like, oh, well, we have our own culture. What is the culture? Other than making slaves build everything, what exactly is the cultural high point? Have you heard Qatari music? You know, that big Qatari musician, rock band, Dash, or that famous Qatari movie, or that, you know, that incredible Qatari book? No! Their whole fucking culture is being rich. That's it. That's not a culture.
Well, you're allowed to say that. if I say that as a white person, I'll come across as racist. And
I think but definitely that's the one massive brown privilege I have. Is shitting on other brown people.
And I admire you for it. And in some respects, I'm jealous of that, but I can't say that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
Let's go to visitqatar.com, Sammy.
All right, let's
see what things
there
are to do. A visit is a sport for choice, you'll be glad to know.
Okay.
With a range of attractions from museums and galleries, markets, sports, desert safaris, or the spectacular inland sea, or UNESCO-listed Al Zubarah Fort, there's a thriving arts and culture scene, you'll be pleased to know.
Hang on. Thriving. So, okay, let's start first with the desert safari. Because there's nothing you want to see on a safari more than sand. There's nothing more varied in the landscape than sand. That thing that just stretches for miles in every direction with no discernible difference that you can get lost in because every landmark looks identical to every other landmark, which is sand dunes. So that's the safari part. Okay, go on.
But also, you know what safaris are famous for, don't you?
Yes, sand.
You go on a safari to see animals. In a sand safari, you're just going, well, of course no animals live here because it's incredibly boring. It's just sand dunes endlessly. Looking at this here, there is one thing very high on the list of things to do. I'm in the kind of attractions and adventure and sports. Item number 5, I think you'll like this, Sammy. I think this will change your mind.
Okay, go for it.
They have Angry Birds World.
Oh.
It's the first theme park based on the game Angry Birds.
You know how people are like, my daughter right now, you know, she really wants to one day go to Florida to see Disneyland. She maybe wants to go to England to see a Harry Potter world. I'm going to take her instead to Doha and show her Angry Birds world and then see how long it takes her to plot my murder in my sleep.
I'm just looking at this now because, I mean, I enjoyed the game Angry Birds.
Did you enjoy it enough to go to a world
of life of me.
A world of...
I
also,
cannot imagine. What do you do? Do you fling actual birds at actual pigs with the catapult? Is it an animal abuse festival?
Are the pigs allowed, given that Qatar is a Sunni Muslim country?
That's a good point.
Right?
That's a very good point.
How is Angry Birds halalified is the real question.
That's a very good question. Our breathtaking array of themed rides will have you spinning, twisting, flying and moving with laughs and screams along the way. It doesn't sound as though there's any catapulting of things at pigs. There's live shows with the actual characters from Angry Birds who are famous for not speaking.
Mm-hmm.
This is bizarre. Couldn't they get a license of anything half decent?
Yeah, you know what the Angry Birds world is testament to? It is testament to the Angry Birds copyright holder being able to fool some fucking idiot into giving him a lot of money and more power to him.
I mean, full credit to the Angry Birds team.
Yeah,
that is something that should never have.
Yeah,
that's far too much juice to squeeze from the lemon that is Angry Birds. There's a trampoline universe.
Okay.
Within Angry Birds World. I think I've looked enough at Angry Birds
World. All right.
All right. What else is there to do in Qatar? There are some World Cup stadia. Is Qatar good for cyclists? Apparently, it has the longest continual path in the Guinness Book of World Records. So there you go.
Let's reiterate, in 45 degrees heat.
Yes. And presumably it's a straight line, and the signs just say ride this way to exit Qatar, and so people just keep going. Oh boy, yeah. I mean, they've got a few things where they've paid incredibly, you know, famous architects to build museums and things, but I don't know that it's terribly exciting. What are the most exciting? It says here, what are the best things to do in Qatar for couples? We have many exquisite restaurants, including Nobu.
Mm-hmm.
People will all also enjoy the cultural village, Doha Corniche, Inland Sea, and Mall. You know who won't enjoy those things? Sammy, same-sex couples.
Yeah, or actually even male-female couples who decide to kiss each other in public out of love for one another, because that's also not allowed. Public displays of affection are frowned upon. Same-sex couples can get fucked, basically. Yeah. So, no, it's going to be amazing. I'm so glad that the FIFA organization decided this is who gets the World Cup. Which, by the way, Qatar, I think, already lost their first match. So, you know.
Oh, yes. I mean, of course they did.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I'm not making this up. On visitqatar.com, guess what it lists under? Guess what it lists under what are the most important things to know about Qatar? There is only one point.
Is it don't be gay?
Pretty much. Qatar is a Muslim country and visitors are encouraged to dress modestly. So it's fucking hot and you've still got to wear layers, basically.
Yeah. All right, great. I am so glad that this is a place that all of a sudden I'm being berated. Because that's the thing that annoys me, is the whole co-opting of anti-racist language. You know, you'll say things like, people say things like, hey, don't be racist. But you can also say things like, hey, don't have a country built on an entire slave economy and not expect to be called racist for saying that. Now, I have said many racist things today on the podcast. I'll cop to those. But my criticisms of Qatar as a place, you know, that employs slavery, that's not racism. That's just fact.
And people talk a lot about modern slavery.
This is only even one. This is old school. Yes. This is traditional slavery.
Yes, it is. But actually, it's not. But here's the thing about it. I mean, full credit to the amazing job that Qatar has done in convincing the entire world to hold its nose and to simply ignore the obvious fact. Because you would ask most people, you'd think that most people, if it came up at a dinner party or something, or if their kid said, you know, Daddy, what's a slave? They would say that it was a bad thing to have slaves. And yet it's been so magnificently easy to simply ignore the reality of what's happened, which is that every single venue at this World Cup and pretty much every building in the entire of Qatar that's recent has been built by slaves, by actual slaves.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I find really fascinating about all of this is in the end, the World Cup would finish. Some team will win for kicking a ball better than another team. And then we'll all move on into whatever next fucking disaster, FIFA decides to give it to next to, like Russia or whoever. And this is now just being normalized. But at least people get to watch a ball being kicked around. I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. I'm not a sports person. I didn't even care about the T20 World Cup. I definitely will not care about this.
I have to correct you, Sammy. Most of us will move on.
Mm.
6,500 of us will never move again.
Very true. That is very true. Indeed.
Well, given that Australia lost this morning 4-1 to France and our chances of getting in the World Cup are extremely limited, I'm happy to go with you. I you know, forget Qatar unless we somehow win, in which case, you know what? Those Qataris, they do things a bit unconventionally, Sammy, but they get results. Their methods may be unusual.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. If the Socceroos end up making it in, a lot of people will then question their commitment to the boycott. I know. I, however, will hold strong and hold fast. And if anyone wants to join me in the boycott, come to my Twitter and watch me just rant every day against Qataris.
You're an amazing freedom fighter, Sammy. Thank you for joining us. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.